Easter, Resurrection Sunday, is this coming Sunday. So to prepare, we're studying John 17, which is the prayer Jesus prays just before his crucifixion and resurrection. There's much for us to consider in these first five verses, but there's one main prayer request from Jesus, and that is for himself to be glorified so that God could be glorified in return. So for instance, Jesus says in John 17, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you." Back in John chapter 2, Jesus' mother, Mary, asked him to do something about the wine situation at a wedding. And Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come." In other words, the time for my complete revelation is not here yet. So the miracle was done, but only a few people, namely the disciples, were privy to the display of his glory in that particular way. So when Jesus prays in John 17, "The hour has come, glorify your Son," Jesus is saying, "The time is right. I know what the next step in the plan of redemption is, Father. This is your plan, and I'm ready to execute it. Let's move on with the plan. Raise me up on that cross so that I can be seen as the Savior, and you can be seen as holy and just and merciful. I'm ready for the cross. The table is set. The time is right for me to be crucified and resurrected." And here's what's absolutely glorious about that. We behold the glory of Jesus because of his laser focus on the mission of redeeming a people by the cross for God. His mind and heart never sway from that. He could have had all sorts of other concerns flood his mind. What will happen to my disciples? What about my mother? What about my younger siblings? What will the crowd say about them and do to them? Will they get caught up and will they be harmed in the mob? But the absolute best thing that could happen for all of those secondary scenarios would be for Jesus to have laser focus on being faithful to the mission of God. And this is exactly what he told his disciples, how they would operate in their life after the cross and resurrection. They would view their lives through the grid of cross and resurrection, laser focus on the outworking of the gospel-centered mission. Jesus does not tell his disciples to do one thing in their life and then totally do something opposite in his own. And the reason we can live with laser focus on the mission is because this is how Jesus lived his life. He knows no other way to live. This is one of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit, is that we have a growing desire to live in the mission of God. And the time has come for you to live this way. When you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Kannada Life Word broadcast heard in India.